Thank you, Basil, and hello, Milsey. Americans are being told by their top health officials, be prepared for the sharp spread of the coronavirus here, and that the world is on the verge of a pandemic. So far, there have been 57 confirmed cases here, including people brought home from the Diamond Princess cruise ship. Dr. Nancy Messenger heads the U.S. government's Centers for Disease Control.
It's not so much a question of if this will happen anymore, but rather more a question of exactly when this will happen and how many people in this country will have severe illness.
She warns us to prepare for disruptions to our daily lives, including school closings, working from home, and delayed elective medical procedures. Members of Congress have been briefed on this, with the CDC sharing it could need about 300 million respirators or face masks to be used by healthcare workers, but only has about 30 million on hand. That prompted Republican Senator John Kennedy to ask,
Sorry, head of Homeland Security, do we have enough respirators or not?
Kennedy's fellow Republican Donald Trump, speaking from India, attempted to minimize the problem in the U.S.
The people are getting better. They're all getting better. We brought in some Americans from a ship because it was really the right thing to do, and they're in quarantine.
Trump is said to be furious over the gloomy talk from the CDC, and on Twitter this morning is blasting the Democrats for criticizing his approach. The president will hold a news conference on this later today, and a preview of what he will say comes from his chief economic advisor, Larry Kudlow.
We have contained this. We have contained this. I won't say airtight, but pretty close to airtight.
Trump and Kudlow are being backed on that by conservative radio host Rush Limbaugh.
It looks like the coronavirus being weaponized as yet another element to bring down Donald Trump. Now, I want to tell you the truth about the coronavirus. The coronavirus is the common cold, folks.
And Milsey and Basil, in response to that, Charlie Sykes, who runs a conservative news site, called Rush Limbaugh's claim stunningly reckless.
Hey, is that different cat without a dad? Thank you very much, Bob.